Anchorage, WMAL, Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
Wiretap limbo, Seattle delayed. I'm Elliot Francis. President Trump's claim his campaign was wiretapped was again denied by members of Congress Thursday. Bob Costantini reports.
It was another day of bipartisan proclamations that there is nothing to back up President Trump's March 4th tweets accusing President Obama of ordering wiretapping of the Trump campaign. Senators Richard Burr and Mark Warner, chair and top Democrat, respectively, of the Intelligence Committee, issued a joint statement. Quote, based on the information available to us, we see no indications that Trump Tower was the subject of surveillance by any element of the United States government, end quote. And while he's been getting along with Mr. Trump recently on other issues, Speaker of the House Paul Ryan keeps getting asked about the wiretap allegations.
We've cleared that up, that we've seen no evidence of that.
Bob Costantini, Washington.
The federal judge in Seattle who blocked the president's original travel ban last month is refusing to extend that block to Mr. Trump's new travel ban. James Robart is delaying a decision on the new ban. I'm Elliot Francis. President Trump's new budget will nearly eliminate federal funding for police in his hometown. Steve Kastenbaum tells more.
Donald Trump made keeping America safe one of his top priorities. New York's police commissioner warned that the president's proposed budget does the exact opposite.
Under the president's proposal, nearly all federal funding to the NYPD would be eradicated. This funding is absolutely critical.
James O'Neill said the funding is the backbone of New York's entire counterterrorism apparatus.
It is the cornerstone of effective preparedness and prevention against terrorist threats and enable us to do all we can do to keep this city secure.
He said it's not just about protecting New Yorkers, but also the millions of people who visit the city each year and the economic engine of the country. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
White House Budget Director Mick Mulvaney says the Trump administration favors cutting spending for climate change efforts because, in his words, quote, we consider that to be a waste of your money, end quote. Right now, Dow futures are down 8. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good Friday morning. I'm Barbara Britt. St. Patrick's Day. Massive explosion leads to a house fire in Rockville overnight at a single-family home on Ashley Drive. Fire department saying so far the occupants are unaccounted for. The damage being described as catastrophic. 75 firefighters responded. Pete Perringer with Montgomery County Fire and Rescue.
Units arrived on the scene in this Randolph Hills neighborhood where they found a catastrophic damage. Apparent explosion and fire of a home. The home was essentially leveled. There was much debris field throughout neighboring homes. There was some collateral damage.
Gas and utility crews have been called to the scene. The cause of that blast is under investigation. Democrats and environmentalists are criticizing President Donald Trump's proposed budget, but the administration standing by it.
The budget proposed by the president would increase military spending by $54 billion and decrease spending in other areas. Many of the cuts are proving unpopular among the president's opposition, but Mr. Trump's special assistant Andrew Sarabian tells the Larry O'Connor Show the president's not backing down.
When he's evaluating a program, he's not looking at it, well, you know, people are going to get mad at me if I get rid of this. He's looking at it saying, does this help the American people? Can I justify spending taxpayer dollars on this? Is this something that we need to be doing?
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 20,935, the NASDAQ at 5,900. In sports, college basketball, Maryland Terrapins out in the first round, losing to Xavier last night, 76-65. The Caps fall to the Predators 2-1 in overtime. WMAL News Time, 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you take a vacation, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there may be a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Oh, and the best part is, you can do all of this in just a few hours a week from your home, using your laptop or smartphone. Learn how to make money when the market goes up, down, or sideways. Sound interesting? Call my friends at Online Trading Academy. They have put together a do-it-yourself investors kit that they want to send to you right away. You will get videos, hand-picked investing articles, and one of their most popular courses, and it's all for free. They will even throw in 2 free tickets to their next workshop so you can ask questions and learn more. You can do this. Just text the word INVESTOR to 797979. That's INVESTOR to 797979. Text INVESTOR to 797979. Message and data rates may apply.
It's 5:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
No major problems or early backups, so good news as we start off our Friday commute out of Frederick, 270 down through to the Beltway. In fact, each direction, quiet. Maryland 95 between the Baltimore Beltway and our Beltway is good. Virginia 95, 395 looks good. Keep alert 66 going westbound near the Fairfax County Parkway. Had the accident cleanup, not causing any backup. So watch as you might see some flashing lights in that stretch. Eastbound 66, no problems heading through there and continuing to the Beltway and beyond inside the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're starting off about 6 degrees milder than yesterday morning, and we'll wrap it up milder this afternoon. 51 becoming cloudy mid to late afternoon, and then by this evening, maybe a few showers. Then overcast overnight, 39, and some showers later tomorrow afternoon, 54. I'm Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 30 degrees in Leesburg, 34 at Reagan National. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. And good morning. It is 5:07. I'm WMAL. Where Washington comes to talk on this Friday, St. Patrick's Day morning. Joining us later in the show, James Kirchick from the Foreign Policy Institute will be joining us at 7:05 to give us a preview of the Merkel-Trump meeting. At 8:05, Ed Henry from Fox News will be here to review the health care vote, the budget, and a whole lot more. And at 8:35, we will be joined by Maryland Governor Larry Hogan to talk to us about the opioid crisis. I'm Mary Walter alongside Brian Williams Wilson. I thought I called you Brian Williams. That's not a good start to the morning. Good morning, Brian Wilson.
Good morning. It is, as you said, 5:07. And here's a question for you. What message would you like to send to city officials about the parking situation that you face every day when you come to the District of Columbia? 1-888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMAL. I raise this because there is a story that is making me just shake my head this morning. It involves, we've actually had him on the show a number of times, Councilmember Jack Evans. He comes on here all the time. But what is not generally known, perhaps by many people, is that when you are a member of the D.C. Council, you are given a special tag on your car. And that tag gives you pretty much immunity to park your car wherever you need to park your car when you are on official business. But it has been observed that Jack Evans has a history of sort of maybe abusing that privilege and often parks his car in rather precarious ways, ways that have blocked, for example, wheelchair ramps, etc. And people have suggested that he has is abusing somehow his special parking tag, this privilege that he gets by being a member of the council. The sense of the idea is, well, if I'm a member of the council, I'm on city official business, that I ought to not have to worry about, you know, spending all my time parking. But hold on a minute. The rest of us have important things to do. The rest of us have to go into the District of Columbia, and we have to suffer with the decisions that are made by these council members who don't have to face the same kind of problems that we face. Isn't it time for us to tell them that they need to give up these special parking tags? Isn't it time for them to live the same kind of situation that we face each and every day? We have often talked on this program about the war on cars that the district government is sort of implementing. They take away parking spaces to give you bike lanes. They are, you know, making it very difficult to drive, and it's very difficult to find a place to park. I read a story that said that some while back that about 50% of the traffic in the District of Columbia in downtown D.C. are people circling the block looking for a place to park. Mm-hmm. And that's true. If we had a place to park, we would have a lot less traffic. And yet, the city officials who implement and impose these ideas upon you and me and make us suffer when we go into the District of Columbia and try to do business, they don't have to face the same things that we face. They don't have to face the same kind of difficulties that we all have to face. Isn't it time? I think it is time that we demand that they give up their special parking tags so they know how painful it is to live under the rules and the regulations that they impose on the rest of us. Is it time? 1-888-630-WMAL, 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. And by the way, they're not the only ones who get these special privileges. Diplomats in this town, they get special privileges. You can't write a ticket to a diplomat who parks his car in an improper way. If you're a member of Congress, you have a special tag, and you get a lot of leeway on where you park your car because you have a congressional tag. If you're a member of a state legislature, you get a tag that gives you special privileges on how and where you can drive your car. And if you're on official business, largely nobody's going to write you a ticket. I think it's time for us to rethink this thing so that people who are elected officials, you know, clearly understand what their policies mean to people who have to live under them. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
So it basically allows them to break the law. So they can park on the sidewalk if they want.
Yeah, they could.
Well, to me, I don't mind parking passes. I get it. I just think they've been abused. It shouldn't allow you to break the law. You shouldn't be allowed to block a handicap ramp. You shouldn't be allowed to park on the sidewalk. You shouldn't be allowed to park in front of a fire hydrant. If it's illegal, it's illegal. The law shouldn't say it's illegal with an asterisk at it unless you're us, and then it's not illegal. That's wrong, and I agree with you. They've lost their... I think they lose the privilege. You're done. You keep breaking the law, we're done.
All right, to the phone lines we go. Dan in Harper's Ferry. Good morning. You're on with Brian and Mary Walter. What do you say?
Yeah, hi, Brian, Mary. I totally agree with you, and I think that they, meaning lawmakers in the city of D.C., have created this problem for themselves, and it's gonna hurt themselves when less tourists start showing up because they can't find a parking space. But to fix the problem easily, all they'd have to do is put in place a city ordinance for any new buildings going up that building has to have adequate parking spaces for their tenant spaces, so they could build a parking garage right underneath the building. Simple.
Yeah, that would make things better, but the thing about that is it would take a long time to sort of have a real impact, perhaps.
The other thing, too, is where a lot of these people are going ostensibly to work, they're going in older buildings, which don't have parking garages because a lot of them were before cars. So, especially in the district, right? You have a lot of old buildings that just don't have parking garages, and you can't put parking garages on or near them.
Yeah, and over time, as the old buildings go down and the new buildings go up, maybe it would get a little better. But the larger point here is that there are policies that the council implements upon everybody. And they say, well, it's important that we do something because we just can't have all these cars coming to the district. But yet, you know, they don't have to live under the same rules the rest of us. They don't get parking tickets every time they go downtown. They don't they don't have to worry about circling the block 20 times.
Right.
They just stick it anywhere, and by and large, they get a pass. And I think it's time for them to understand the pain that we all feel. We understand that it's difficult, and we understand that, but you don't really understand unless you have to do the same things that we do. And I want members of the council to feel the pain that we all feel when we go downtown and try to do business. It's ridiculous.
Laws for thee, but not for me.
Yeah, I said everything. Well, you know, we know what policy should be implemented, and we know what is best for you, but we don't have to live under those rules. I'm sick of that. I'm done with that. It's time for that to change in a big way. Keith in Winchester, what do you say? You're on with Brian and Mary Walter this morning.
Well, good morning, Mary. Good morning, Brian. I'm waiting for your first rap video. But I think since the city council really wants to use mass transit, let's let them put their money where their mouths are. Take their license plates entirely and give them a metro pass.
All right, now we don't want to punish them.
Well, no, I do a little.
But they do it to us.
I know.
That's right. Yeah, take away that parking space and say, okay, now get around on Metro. And look, I know there are some who do go on Metro. I know this is true. But what gives them the right to have to skate on the laws and the regulations that they impose upon the rest of us.
Because they write them.
I know.
It's a sweet gig.
And this is my point. It's not right. It's time for that to change. What do you think about it? Should we send that message to our elected officials? You got to deal with it just like I got to deal with it. 888-630-9625-1-888-630-WMAL. 515 now on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, 66 westbound. That's where we have the crash near the Fairfax County Parkway along the right side, not causing any backups. So if you're coming westbound, don't be caught off guard. You'll see some of that activity. Eastbound passing the Fairfax County Parkway, you're in good shape. In fact, for this early start of the rush hour, I don't want to jinx it, but we're in good shape. And nobody's circling the blocks just yet. We're looking good downtown on 14th K Street, Pennsylvania Avenue. So getting into town, that's also good. Coming off of the 14th Street Bridge, 11th Street Bridge, and good each direction on the freeway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunny skies this morning, overcast this afternoon, a high of 51 tonight. There may be some showers, a 40% chance. The low will be 39 tomorrow. There could be, again, a few showers possible and a high of 54. On Sunday, temperatures will be in the low 50s. And on Monday, we return to somewhat warmer temperatures. Highs will be in the low 60s. Currently in the nation's capital, just above the freezing mark, it's 34 degrees, 516 on WMAL.
Attention diabetics, with insurance you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181, 800-808-5181.
516 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. We're talking about the fact that city council members have special tags. Other politicians have them as well. To give them a pass on parking. By the way, I can guarantee you, if they run through a speed trap, one of those speed cameras, and the license plate says I'm a member of the council, there ain't no ticket being sent their way.
Probably.
You can be sure of that. They don't have to deal with the same things that we deal with. Right. I think it's time to take away the special tags. I think it's time that they feel the pain that we all feel. Now, this is all based on a story. I'm reading from a Channel 9 story about Jack Evans. There was somebody who saw his car, because it's easy to know it's car because he's got the tag, right? And he's it's his Chrysler Sebring, official license plate, parked in the middle of a crosswalk in downtown D.C. It blocked the curb cut, which is what the people who...
Handicapped people
use to cut through into these, to get on and off the sidewalks and off the street. The point is being made that, you know what? You can't just disregard the law. You have to follow the same laws. And the story points out that this is not the first time Jack Evans has been accused of doing this. There's a story from 2014 of him parking in front of a fire hydrant, getting out of his car in a tux for some kind of social event, but parking his car again illegally. Why do they get a pass when the rest of us have to suffer? Larry in Fairfax, you're on with Brian and Mary Walter this morning. What do you say?
Well, I agree, and it's also the arrogance that goes along with it. I have a job going on in D.C., and I pulled up to a parking meter the other day, and there was a meter, you know, the guy standing there. I rolled down my window, and it was about 6 o'clock in the morning, and I said, what time do these things? Is it 7? He looks at me and goes, read the sign. He's standing next to the sign. I'm like... So then he gives me I go in, I've had a park mobile, I come out, and there's a ticket on my car. So I see him around the corner, I'm like, what's up with the deal? What's up with that? He goes, well, the meter's not working. You're not paid. You have to call it in. I said, I did it over the meter maid thing. So anyway, I leave. I go pick up the material. I come back. There's another ticket on my car. I see the guy again, because you can't park there more than 2 hours. I'm like, I was there for an hour, left, went, picked up material, and came back. So I got two tickets now. And it's like, but it's the arrogance. It's not like he even goes as a, quote, public servant, excuse me, sir, but this is what the, I mean, it's just the arrogance of, like, too bad.
Yeah, and that's what...
That's a tough job, though, but, in their defense. That's a tough job, but I get it. I get it.
But this is what we have to deal with.
I know. I hear you. But on the other hand, I had a really nice encounter with one of the meter people because I was trying to use the app. You know, I'm trying to park and do this. And I just asked what time did this stop, what time... Very, very nice. Helped me do it. Very... The gentleman... He was very much a gentleman and was very nice about it.
Yeah, you're probably cuter than the guy who just called in.
I don't know. It was just very nice.
Andrew in Manassas, you're up next. What do you say there, Andrew?
Hey, guys. Good morning. I think that not only should we take away their special parking privileges, but these people are supposed to be above the rest of us because they're the ones that write the laws and know everything about the law because they're the ones that come up with it. So their punishment should be worse. It should be double, triple, quadruple the fine.
Yeah,
I like that.
I like that idea. Not only are we taking away your tag, but if you get caught as a leader of the community who's supposed to set the example for the rest of it, double the fine.
Here's the thing. You're asking them to police their own. It's not going to happen. They voted themselves a great gig. They're not going to give it up. The only way to get them to give it up is to vote them out, and that ain't going to happen.
Not in the District of Columbia.
No, it's not going to
happen.
Although
it's changing slowly, but it's just very, very slow. I mean, Jack Evans has been a member of the council since I came to town here, and that's how long I've been here for years. So these things don't change, and I think that they lose sight. They've done it for so long,
right,
that they lose sight of what it is to actually not be a member of the council,
right,
to have to come in here and just be somebody trying to do business in the District of Columbia, somebody who's just trying to go downtown to see the cherry blossom,
yeah,
and you end up, you know, it's a hassle. I this is why, and I get so frustrated about this. This is why, by and large, I try not to go into the district any more than I have to.
I agree.
And I come into the district two blocks because that's where the station is. But, I mean, people say, well, come downtown. I'd love to have lunch with you. Come downtown. Let's go do this. Let's go do that.
No.
And I go, well, let me think. Is that downtown worthy? In other words, is it worthy of me taking to all the trouble of having to find a place to park, dealing with the traffic, circling around someplace for 10 or 20 minutes, finding a place to put my car? Is it worth all of the hassle and the possibility that I'm going to get a red light ticket or a speeding camera ticket? Is it really worth that effort?
Right.
And there's a very high bar nowadays for me.
Right.
And here's the thing. I mean, if I am representative of people in this city, then that ultimately is going to have an impact on businesses and restaurants and the people who count on people to come into the District of Columbia to spend their dollars. And if I were a business person, this would be the number one thing that I would be on the council about. You are making this town unlivable. You're making this town a difficult place to come and enjoy yourself and to spend your dollars. And that ultimately hurts your tax base, and that ultimately hurts the businesses who work here. And I would be raising hell about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I sure as hell would want the people who are elected officials to understand exactly what the pain is that we all go through. 522 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor for EMP 180 Weight Loss. You know, I got hit by a nasty flu bug last week, and feeling so rotten reminds me of how much we take our health for granted. You'll do whatever it takes to feel better as fast as possible and are so grateful when you're out of the woods. Well, here's a true but disturbing trend. 1 out of 3 Americans are obese. 20 years ago, it was 1 out of 5. People realize, and it's well documented, that weight loss is one of the best preventative ways to improve your health and well-being. Now, how you feel has a lot to do with what you eat. The side effects of good nutrition is weight loss. Here's the proof. I've been with EMP 180 Weight Loss for about 2.5 months now. I feel like I'm 30 years old and I'm 27 pounds lighter. Get down to your empowered ideal weight today by going into EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard of weight loss here in the DC area. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com or call 703-992-0620 to schedule your consultation today.
Listen Sunday at 1 p.m. for the Underwriter's Corner here on Washington's Mall, WMAL. Bill Parisi, host of The Underwriter's Corner, has been an underwriter at First Preference Mortgage for more than 20 years. Listen as Bill shares his years of experience and expertise, answering questions about refinancing and about purchasing a home. During the program, First Preference Mortgage will have loan officers available to assist you. These officers are real experts, standing by to offer friendly advice. And really, when was the last time you were able to get a real person on the phone to talk about your mortgage? The professionals at First Preference Mortgage have a wide variety of programs available for financing and obtaining a mortgage. Find out which one's right for you, or even how you can borrow extra money to do repairs and renovations before you move into a new home. The loan officers from First Preference will be available to answer your questions Sunday at 1 p.m. So listen for The Underwriter's Corner with your host, Bill Parisi, here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
When you buy from Tedbridge Ford, you get life. Tedbridge for Life, lifetime vehicle coverage. It doesn't end after 10 years. It doesn't end after 100,000 miles. It never ends. Drive a new 2016 Ford F-150 for up to $12,000 off MSRP. And only Tedbridge gives you their exclusive Tedbridge for Life lifetime vehicle coverage. Tedbridge.com.
Sticker number 61961 with approved credit. Plus tag, second title. $689.50 dealer processing fee. All factory rebates apply at all to dealer. Must take delivery by 3/31/17. See dealer for details.
525 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270, good. Each direction, Frederick to the Beltway, no problems. 95, Baltimore-Washington Parkway, or 29 down to the Beltway. Keep alert if you're coming, say, from McLean, George-Washington Parkway commuters southbound right as you head toward Turkey Run. That's where I'm seeing a little bit of tap on the brakes. There may have an incident, so park police are on their way to check it out. Again, southbound GW Parkway right off of the Beltway. West on 66 at the Fairfax County Parkway accident cleanup. Eastbound, you're fine. No delay either direction. And for Metro Rail, unfortunately, off to a little bit tough start here. Single tracking blue line trains between Federal Center and Stadium Armory. They have a track issue outside of the Eastern Market. Watch for additional delays there. And looks like it might affect the orange and silver lines as well. They're starting to single track through there, too. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good shot of sunshine. Nice Friday morning commute. In about town, the sunshine will dominate. Eventually, we'll get to 51 later today, but more clouds for the afternoon commute. And then by this evening, if you're heading out for St. Paddy's Day, some showers. Cloudy then overnight, 39. On Saturday, late day rain showers, 54. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in the nation's capital, it is 34 chilly degrees. So looking for, again, a high today of around 51. It is 526 on WMAL. We're talking about Jack Evans. Channel 9 has a picture somebody snapped and posted on social media of him parking his Chrysler Sebring with a special DC tags in a crosswalk. And, you know, the one thing about it is that, you know, apparently in addition to being, you know, an illegal park, you can't park in a crosswalk. He apparently also blocked the curb cut. And that means that people who count on those ADA access for wheelchairs and other things couldn't get up and down the sidewalk, as is usually the case. Some of the people who are advocates for the disability rights movement are very upset. Can you please consider other people before you go and park your car? Said Darcy Charrington Neal. There's a lot of people who live here and lots of people who need to use that street. It's just disrespectful. Good point. It is now 527 on WMAL.
Great American moments have happened on the mall.
Ask not what your country can...
The Great American Debate continues.
Get a load of this.
Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep. Alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need. together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor right here in the Washington area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to inspiresleep.com. That's inspiresleep.com.
It happens just once a year, and it's big. The big screen stores big. Once a year, close out, blow out. Save big on every Samsung big screen TV. How big? How about up to $3,000 on Samsung end of model year big screen 4K UHD TVs? Save big on every last overstock and floor sample model. We're closing them all out. The big screen stores big. Close out, blow out is a once a year event. But as always, we double the length of your TV warranty free. And our prices beat Best Buy, Amazon, and warehouse clubs every time with our legendary expert service and installation second to none. If you've been waiting for the perfect time to buy your new big screen, this is it. Don't miss the big screen store's big once a year closeout blowout. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Well, the president has sent up his budget proposal to Capitol Hill. The response has been less than overwhelming. We'll talk about that coming up after the news. It is 5:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good Friday morning. I'm Barbara Britt. Investigation now underway after an explosion that started a catastrophic house fire in Rockville on Ashley Drive in Randolph Hills overnight. The occupants are unaccounted for.
The fire was quickly contained and extinguished within about 20 minutes or so. There was catastrophic damage. The status of the residents is unknown at this time. There were no other injuries.
That's Pete Perringer with Montgomery County Fire and Rescue. The fire also damaged nearby homes. Gas and utility crews are being called to the scene. President Trump's budget is out for the nation, and in Maryland, the state budget is headed now for the Maryland State Senate after passing the Maryland House of Delegates. The Maryland budget includes money for a new regional hospital in Prince George's County. At the White House today, the president welcomes German Chancellor Angela Merkel, the two expected to talk trade and security. Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 20,935, the NASDAQ at 5,900. In sports, NCAA first round Maryland is out, falling to Xavier 76-65. Caps lose in overtime 2-1 to Nashville. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
At David Vigilone's house, family time usually centers around sharing stories.
Unfortunately, in our family, those stories include prostate cancer.
Three of David's uncles had prostate cancer, so when he was diagnosed, he didn't waste time. David turned to the physicians at MedStar Georgetown University Hospital to discuss his options.
I didn't want surgery because I work and I'm active. CyberKnife was the answer.
CyberKnife targets tumors with pinpoint accuracy, with minimal impact on surrounding healthy tissue or organs. Treatment is complete in only 5 visits versus the 40 visits you need with traditional radiation.
5 treatments, and I never missed a day of work.
The 5 treatments allowed David to continue with his active lifestyle.
At 68, I still work out, play golf, and travel with my family. CyberKnife made it possible.
Learn more about CyberKnife. Call 855-218-6642 or visit MedStarGeorgetown.org/prostate.
Think about it. Your kitchen is the center of activity in your home. It's a place for parties, snacks, to do homework, or to spread out your craft project. So when you remodel your kitchen, let your imagination soar beyond meal preparation and dream about the many possibilities. And if you consider moving a window, door, or wall, the possibilities multiply. For over 30 years, Cabinet Discounters experienced designers have helped people just like you create exciting, family-friendly kitchens. Just look at the fantastic projects we've done in the photo gallery on our website, CabinetDiscounters.com. Call for a free consultation with an experienced designer. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia to see for yourself all the things we can offer. Cabinet Discounters. Find showroom hours, locations, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com. You'll find a lot more than just cabinets at Cabinet Discounters.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you had your home previously listed and it didn't sell, then here's why it's so important to call my friends and realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. The fact is, Sarah and Debbie's homes are more likely to sell and will not sit. One huge reason why is that Sarah and Debbie have over 5,500 ready buyers in their database looking to buy right now. Sarah and Debbie Reynolds sell homes three times faster and net their sellers nearly 6% more money on average. Sarah and Debbie are so confident your home will sell that if your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. Guaranteed. Sarah and Debbie sold Ronald's home in less than 3 weeks after it was on the market with another agent for 9 months. Don't just hire any realtor to negotiate your equity with painful listing times. No. Call the Reynolds Team. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
It's 5:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Off to a good start around the Capitol Beltway, Maryland and Virginia on the rails. Off to not a good start. So heads up, yes, we're in Safe Track Surge 13. But in addition, right now, Red Line commuters expect delays in both directions. They're dealing with a power problem at the Twin Brook Station. Orange, Silver, and Blue Line trains single tracking between Federal Center and Stadium Armory. They are a track problem outside of Eastern Market. If you're coming in, say, on the west, 66 through Arlington over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, commuters over the 14th Street Bridge and over Anacostia Crossings, nice and quiet so far. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Started this St. Patrick's Day about half a dozen degrees milder than yesterday morning, and milder weather will return this afternoon. Mid to late afternoon, some clouds come in. Otherwise, sunny today, 51. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 23 degrees and clear in Chantilly, Virginia. It's clear in Rockville, 27, and 33 at Reagan National. Clear skies. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. AM 630.
Good morning, everybody. It is 5:35 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. This is a day in which the president is going to meet with Angela Merkel. At 7:05 this morning, we'll talk to James Kirchick about that. At 8:05, Ed Henry with the Fox News Channel. And then, special programming note, whatever you're doing, tune back in at 8:35. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan will be with us. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Mary Walter.
Oh, Donald Trump's budget is really not getting love. He is not seeing love for this budget at all. And it's not even hard numbers. It's just being floated because I did not realize, but they're also at the same time crafting an interim budget that has to be done because the current one expires April 28th. So they're also doing that in the meantime, you know, the interim budget to get us to where we could do the budget. So can you imagine if you ran your household? Yeah, while we talk about this, I want everyone just to keep in mind, because when I read these things and I hear these things, in my brain, I keep saying, holy God, if I ran my house this way.
Yeah,
there's just, I wouldn't be even be living in my car because it would have been repossessed. So here's part of the rub now. So we all know, as we discussed yesterday, that President Trump wants to increase the defense budget by a lot of money, millions of dollars.
54 billion dollars.
Right. And to do that, to balance the budget, because we all know if we spend more money, for instance, our child goes to college, we spend more money in that area, we have to cut back somewhere else because there's only so much money coming in and you can't run the credit cards up. Right? Mm-hmm. Well, you've already run the credit cards up and now they want to be paid. So some of the things that he wants to do is going to cut some of these big bureaucratic monstrosities and pare them down. And one of them is, for instance, the State Department, which he wants to pare down. And which the State Department, part of paring down the State Department is we give other countries a lot of money. And he wants to cut back some of the money we give to other countries. Well, they've got to learn how to stand on their own. It's like you've got a 30-year-old living in the basement who is still eating all of your cereal and drinking all your milk and putting the containers back empty.
Right, right.
So he's saying, look, you got to go out and you got to get a job. So he wants to cut some of that money back.
Right.
And there's one side of the argument that says, well, you can't do that because if you do, they're going to then have to just buy more bullets. And now you're forcing these people, you're forcing more of a military action, military stance, as opposed to a diplomatic stance.
Solution, right.
You don't do that. Well, but then, hey, is there anything wrong with making a department run more efficiently?
No.
Is there anything wrong with that? And if he's saying to you, you only have this much money, you have to make it work, you're going to learn to cut the fat. It's a tough lesson. It's hard love. But you have to do it sometimes. And I don't necessarily, I find it hard to believe that there is zero government waste in these bureaucracies like the EPA and the State Department, that there is zero government waste that we can't cut back and live a little bit leaner.
Well,
I find it hard to believe.
Here is my take on all this. I mean, first of all, presidential budgets, I haven't ever heard of a presidential budget being warmly received on Capitol Hill ever. Presidential budgets are suggestions. They're proposals. They're more political documents than actual financial documents. What it basically says is to Congress, these are my priorities. This is where I think we ought to be focusing things. And it's just a marker of where I would like to see this thing go. Congress always, you know, yawns at presidential budgets, and sometimes they outly disdain them. This one is a little different then, because this president was elected by the American people on a promise to do what? Drain the swamp.
Right.
How do you drain the swamp without taking away the money from part of the swamp? How do you reassess and redefine what government is and honor your campaign promises without, you know, reallocating the money? The problem is, for example, when you start talking about a 20% cut in agriculture department, there are members of Congress, Republicans and Democrats, who represent agriculture areas who are just going to scream bloody murder about this. Everybody, I mean, these government programs don't get to be government programs unless they have somebody who is their godfather that supports these ideas and is going to stand up and defend them. It becomes very difficult. So in this particular case, what I would say to the American people, if you voted for Donald Trump, and he sends up this budget proposal, which is getting widely disdained and yawned at and sniffed at by the people who are elected in Congress, I would simply say send a message to your elected officials saying, I actually think the president has the right idea here, and we have to have some pain right now to make this thing work better. And we need to implement it. So I need you to vote, you know, in favor of the precepts that are laid down by this budget. But remember, and people, you know, always talk about, well, the widespread disdain for the president's budget. It's always that way. And by the way, it is only meant to be a notional document, one that lays out my priorities and the things that I think are important. It's a marker. And I think in this particular case, it should be considered a very important marker.
Now, here's another thing. We all say we want them to drain the swamp, right? Hey, get rid of it. Get rid of some. And I'm saying right now, I've got to learn to live on a budget.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm talking to my husband last night. And my husband is a pilot, and he flies for the Coast Guard, right? And volunteers. And he's like, oh, they're going to cut funding to the airports, the smaller airports. And all of a sudden, wait a minute.
Now it's a
personal thing.
Yeah, exactly.
And I said to him, I go, well, this is part of it. And people think that this isn't going to affect them. And it might affect you. And I understand.
You've got to be willing to take your bit of pain with
it. Yeah. But I understand what he's saying about these smaller airports around the country, because private pilots can't necessarily, you can't land at JFK.
Right.
You know what I mean? You can't. And the landing fees at these larger airports are immense, that small pilots, private pilots, can't necessarily afford them unless you're flying, you know, John Travolta around, or Bon Jovi, or whomever, you know, somebody private, Donald Trump, for instance. He can afford to pay the landing fees when his private plane lands at a private airport. They can afford that. But some of these smaller airports around the country, the other thing, too, is a lot of the crop dusters.
Right.
Fly in and out of these smaller airports, and we don't think about that. Well, where are they going to land? Now they've got to go further.
But see, this
to
is
get
a
where they need
this
to
is
go.
A perfect
so,
example. Everybody's got a reason to support the thing that they like.
I know. And that's the thing. And I'm trying to be honest about it, and trying to be fair, and say I'm all for this. But on the other hand, I can see with some of these things where we have to think ahead, and say, well, you know, and again, I'm thinking of the airports. That's the discussion I just had. You think ahead of the airports, and you go, well, wait a minute. Well, what about, again, the crop dusting, or getting people in and out in emergency situations? If there's the airports, some of these life flights that fly in and out, the organ, you know, that type of thing, what are you going to do?
Don't cut me. Let's cut that fellow behind the tree.
Exactly. He doesn't need that, but I need my airport. Yeah, it's tough.
It's 5:43.
Looking for tips on how to make your money last longer when you retire? Listen to Retirement Key Radio featuring Abe and Shelley Abish from Abish Financial Services. Sundays at 3 here on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by Geico Military. Women have played a vital role in the U.S. Army since 1775. Their accomplishments have shaped not just the Army, but the country. Recent strides toward full integration include the first women graduating from Ranger School, the first women reporting for infantry and armor training, and the opening of all military occupational specialties to women. You can get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Brelia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. Here's a story I hear from patients almost every day. Doc, they say, my teeth are a mess. I have a mouthful of problems, and it's stressful and embarrassing. I don't even know where to start. I usually smile and tell them, relax. Coming to Cascade Center was a great start. Here at the Cascade Center for Dental Health, we can give you full-mount dental implants that look, function, and feel just like regular teeth. All in one office, with one doctor, and in many cases, in just one day. Saving both time and money. Rest easy. Our board-certified anesthesiologists will have you comfortably sleeping through the entire procedure. What the Cascade Center offers is experience. We handle hundreds of implant cases every year, even offering a 10-year guarantee on our work. This is an attractive, permanent solution to long-term dental problems. See our success stories at CascadesDental.com or call us at 866-25-SLEEP.
5:45 now on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, we're having some major problems starting off with Metro Rail this morning. So if you take the red line, expect delays both directions. They have a power problem outside of Twin Brook, and apparently they say they're just about finished with this. But again, red line, early delays, power problem at Twin Brook. And then for the blue, orange, and silver line trains, single tracking between Federal Center and Stadium Armory. And that's due to a track problem outside of Eastern Market. Now, let's get you onto the roads with the good news. The Beltway, good. Maryland, Virginia, 270, just a little bit of volume south of Urbana. Where I do see delays definitely forming as traffic, trying to rearrange a crash, is trying to get into Ellicott City on I-70 westbound before you get to the exit for 29. So westbound commuters, watch for police direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good shot of sunshine. Nice Friday morning commute. In about town, the sunshine will dominate. Eventually, we'll get to 51 later today, but more clouds for the afternoon commute. And then by this evening, if you're heading out for St. Patty's Day, some showers. Cloudy then overnight, 39. On Saturday, late day rain showers, 54. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 28 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Arm & Hammer.
Hate changing your cat's litter? Then change your cat's litter. Revolutionary Arm & Hammer Slide Non-Stick Clumping Litter slides right out of the litter box with no scraping and provides a 7-day odor-free home. Guaranteed.
It's 5:47 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Yesterday, the chairman and ranking member of the Senate Intelligence Committee came out and said, you know what, we can find no evidence that there has been a any kind of wiretap on Trump Tower, you know, in contradiction to what the president has suggested. And so they came out with that, and immediately over at the White House briefing room, the people were poised to attack Sean Spicer during the daily briefing about this thing that was coming out from the Senate that seemed to contradict the thing that the president had said, and it got testy.
Are you saying that the president still stands by his allegation that President Obama ordered wiretapping or surveillance of Trump Tower, despite the fact that the Senate Intelligence Committee says they see no indication that it happened? Does the president still stand by the allegation?
First of all, he stands by it, but again, you're mischaracterizing what happened today.
No,
the Senate. No, I know.
Exactly from their statement.
I understand that. And at the same time, they acknowledge that they have not been in contact with the Department of Justice.
Yeah, so they don't. They say they don't have all of the facts, mm-hmm. but they see at this point zero evidence. And, oh, but it continued. It was very feisty. Here is Sean Spicer talking to a CNN reporter.
Okay, I get it. Somehow you seem to believe that you have all of this information. You've been read in on all of these things, which I find very interesting.
Well, I have been read in by the FBI.
Well, so you're coming to some serious conclusions for a guy that has zero intelligence.
I'll give you some credit, a little intelligence maybe. But no,
clearance.
The thing is that
I wasn't done. Clearance.
Those two panels.
Maybe both.
Well, come on. Those two panels have spoken with the FBI director.
Well, I mean, this went on and on and on. Here is sort of my take on all this. I think that there is, in the press corps right now, there is a desire to stick it to the president because the president spoke in loose, non-Washington language about what he thought was going on. He believes that there was something going on during the time that President Obama was still in charge of the government in which parts of his empire may have been surveilled and some way. He shorthanded that, and now everybody is trying to critically analyze right. the words that were used by the president. Then, okay, let's on. It may have been a little bit inexact by Washington right. terms, but clearly used the vernacular that most people would use to describe the situation. Set that aside for a moment. People are so obsessed with trying to stick it to the president about the choices of his words that they're missing the big picture.
Shocking.
And the big picture is this. Now, every time somebody who knows something about this comes out and makes a statement, they are all saying the same thing. There was no evidence of collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russians.
Right.
Isn't that the big picture? Isn't that right. what ultimately everybody wanted to know? Instead of focusing on this discussion about the language the president used when he was talking in colloquial terms, not using the exact language expected to be used in Washington, D.C., we're missing the big point here. And the big point is, the bigger story is, after all of these allegations and after all of these suggestions, there was something ugly going on with the Trump campaign, the evidence continues to show every time somebody comes out and says something about it that there was no collusion. We had a story the other day about the acting CIA director who said there's no smoke. There may be a little smoke, but there's no fire. There's right. not a spark. There's nothing there. And believe me, he says, there are a lot of people who are looking. That acting CIA director, Mike Morrell, by the way, was somebody who actually advised the Hillary campaign. Somebody who advised Hillary Clinton coming out and saying there's no there. But are you hearing that story?
Well, why doesn't Sean Spicer say that? He doesn't, and that makes me crazy. Why doesn't Sean Spicer say, why are you not paying attention to the fact that, you know, this person came out, this person, there's nothing there. Why are you ignoring that story, that part of it? If you put as much emphasis into that as you're putting into this, maybe we could discuss this. Then I could take you seriously, but you're not.
Can I just say that I think he tries, but it's very difficult in that room to prevail when there are people coming at you from 15 different sides.
And wouldn't it have been interesting, and why doesn't he also say, boy, imagine if you guys had said the same thing about President Obama saying, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor.
Yeah, exactly.
That little one, if you like your insurance, you can keep your plan. What about that?
Here's El Rushbo, 551.
On Monday afternoon, right before that big blizzard was supposed to destroy New York, the National Weather Service knew the storm might fizzle. But they kept giving worst-case predictions of epic snow amounts because, according to the Washington Post, they didn't want to confuse the public. It's a bunch of idiots. The Post criticizes that decision. They call it well-intentioned but flawed. They say it could erode public trust in weather forecasts. The Weather Service has a responsibility to put out the best possible forecast, says the Post. If they learn that they're wrong about something, they must revise their forecast and tell the public immediately. Well, that's not how the Post or other drive-by media outlets think about climate forecasting. I mean, for decades, there have been all kinds of melodramatic global warming forecasts that have not happened. The end of snow, for instance. When it turned out some so-called climate scientists faked their data, the drive-bys ignored it. When it was obvious the world was not heating up as predicted, they broomed the term global warming and they started talking about climate change instead. So the drive-by media is upset that the Weather Service will erode public trust by not reporting accurate forecasts. the day before a storm, but they couldn't care less about the bogus forecasts of climate doom that they have been reporting for decades. Anybody have a little problem with this?
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
My good friends, if you own land, then you know that the time to get ready for spring is right now. So I'm thrilled to tell you about special spring savings from my good friends at Mahindra, the world's number one selling tractor. Save big during Mahindra's Get Your Work Done sale with over $8,000 in cash back and savings on Mahindra tractors and $1,600 back on Mahindra Impact utility vehicles, plus the industry's best warranties, period. Now, that's more mowing for your money with a Mahindra tractor and more hauling for your money with a Mahindra Impact utility vehicle. No wonder 97% of owners would recommend a Mahindra. Learn more about the toughest tractors and utility vehicles on earth at MahindraUSA.com and get your work done, America.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at D&G Equipment Sales in Augusta or visit dandgequipment.com. That's dandgequipment.com.
Birds are all chirping, geese are all flying. It's that time when thoughts turn to warm weather car buying. Still will those bright drives of summer turn stormy and blue? When the lender sends bills that scream, pay what is due. But with a Commonwealth One drive-through summer car loan, you'll get rates so low it'll make all other lenders groan. And with no payments for 90 days, this decision's a snap. It's no wonder those other car loans are crying all
Announcing Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union's new drive-through summer car loan. Get super low rates, a 90-day vacation from car payments, and loan terms up to 84 months. Visit us at cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211.
Guess there is such a thing as a free ride.
Visit cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211 for details. Loan qualifications and restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender. Membership open to residents of Virginia and neighboring states.
It is 5:55 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, on the rails. I was a little bit worried here with the tough 5 o'clock hour, but better news. Orange, blue, silver line trains. No longer single tracking. Yes, there's residual delays. They had been single tracking because of a track problem now taken care of outside of Eastern Market. Also, there was a power problem that caused problems on the red line near Twin Brook. That's been resolved too. So hopefully in the 6 o'clock hour, you can get a little bit more on track. On to the roads we go, 270 southbound as you come through Urbana down toward 109. That's about the slowest stretch I see. Heavy into Ellicott City. Car fire, the culprit on I-70 westbound before you get to the exit 429. Around the Beltway, Maryland on the stretch to head toward 50, the John Hanson Highway on the outer loop passing FedEx Field, just past 202 for the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Starting to get back above 50 degrees now as we head on through today. Clear this morning and a little milder. On the St. Patrick's Day afternoon, we'll see some clouds come in up near 51. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 34 degrees, 5:56.
Style. Performance. Superior quality. America's luxury brand. All this from Ted Britt Lincoln. Arrive in style with the new 2017 Lincoln Black Label Continental. And only Ted Britt gives you their exclusive Ted Britt for Life lifetime vehicle coverage. This is why all Lincoln buyers come to Ted Britt. Arrive in style, in American-made luxury. Ted Britt Lincoln of Chantilly.com.
A cure for hepatitis C. Breakthroughs in HIV treatment, multiple sclerosis, and diabetes. Millions of lives saved and improved by science. Yet still science is often not a straight line to success. So here's to the path to progress. Traveled by 140,000 researchers with America's biopharmaceutical companies. Here's to the long road. To the twists and turns that try men's and women's souls. Here's to frustration and fatigue and dead ends. Here's to permission to fail so that success can follow. And here's to brave patients. Thousands right here in D.C. enrolled in clinical trials to help find new breakthroughs. One of which might save their life. And perhaps one day, yours. Welcome to the future of medicine for all of us, where together we go boldly. message from America's biopharmaceutical companies. Visit GoBoldly.com.
Replacement windows your way, in every way, with thewindowman.com. Thewindowman.com has been the DC Metro's number one choice in replacement windows since 1989, featuring Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity, fully constructed of 100% fiberglass, 8 times stronger than vinyl, and will never rot, warp, bend, or bow. And you'll never be pressured into buying on the spot or hounded relentlessly after your free estimate. Thewindowman.com educates, you decide. Double hung, casement, slider, grids, color, low E, entirely up to you. And throughout March, you choose. Buy two, get one half off, payments from $99, or no money down or due until September. Schedule your free estimate, 703-978-9888.
Who can make your house right and keep it nice and tight? The Window Man can. The Window Man.
See us for financing, payment, and buy two, get one half off details.
Who are care suites for?
As a wounded veteran, my disability made moving around my home an obstacle. Thanks to Care Suites of America, I have a universally designed space and freedom to roam independently at home.
Care Suites of America provides unique home additions tailored to meet the care needs of aging or physically impaired family members. A custom care suite provides safety, security, and independence at a lower cost than senior and assisted living facilities. Learn more at caresuitesofamerica.com or call 571-332-5754.
Coming up on WMAL.
Well, we're removing statues again, this time right here. So I'll tell you who is being removed and where they're being put.
Do you trust the cloud? Or do you keep copies of things? How much do you actually trust your personal data on the cloud? We'll talk about that coming up in the next hour. It is now 6 o'clock in the nation's capital. Time for the news.